In the natural, you cannot have a relationship without trust. And it's the same way with God. If we're going to have a relationship with God, or we're going to have that relationship with God grow, we've got to have trust and faith in God. So if we want to mature into spiritual adulthood, we've got to have faith. Now, what is faith? There's several aspects about faith, but what is a main aspect of faith? Faith in God. It's believing in the existence of a God that we cannot see with our eyes. Hebrews 11:6, it says this. Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." So if it's impossible to please God without faith, then to me that's saying that with faith it is what? It is possible to please God, right? So, before you can develop your relationship with God by faith, you must first believe that He exists. And this is what the writer of Hebrews is saying in Hebrews 11:6. Let me say it again. Before you can develop your relationship with God and cause it to grow, you first have got to believe that God exists. It's difficult to believe in one that we can't physically see with our eyes. Let me say it again. It is difficult to believe in the one, creator of heaven and earth, that we cannot physically see with our eyes. And that's where faith comes in. All right, now, if you're having a struggle with believing in the existence of God, think about this illustration. All right, the wind exists. How many here believe it? Outside, the wind exists. How many here believe that fact? Okay, we can't see the wind with our eyes, right? But we can see the effects of the wind, right? On a fall day, we can see the leaves rustling. We can see them blowing in the grass. You can feel it on your skin, right? You can't see the wind with your naked eyes, but you can feel and see its effects. And because you can see the effects of wind, you believe that the cause, wind, exists. It's the same way with God. You may not be able to see God, and most likely we will not see God with our physical eyes on this earth. But we can see the effect of the Creator God. We can see the beauty of nature, the sky, the plants, the trees. You know, just the complexity of the human body shows us what? That there is a cause, there is a Creator, and He is God, Creator of heaven and earth. So don't let anybody or anything place any doubt in your mind, in your heart, about the existence of God. You just tell them, guess what? You look at the beauty of nature, you look at the complexity of the human body, there's got to be a Creator, a cause behind it, and that is God. Does that make any sense? You know, if anybody puts doubts in your mind about the existence of God, guess what? That's a lie of the devil, who is the father of lies. Believing in the existence of God is your first step in growing in faith in God. Let me say it again. Believing in the existence of God is your first step in growing in your relationship in faith with God. So for the next few minutes, we're going to talk about faith in God. What is faith in God? What is faith in God? Anybody have any idea how you can define faith in God? Faith in God is a knowing that you know that you know deep down in your heart that God will do the good thing He has promised for you in the Scriptures. It's a knowing, a supernatural knowing right here in your heart, in your spirit, that God will do the thing He has promised you personally. He will do the thing for you that He has promised in the Scripture. You know what faith is? Faith is blind trust in an unseen God. Got this illustration, some of you may have heard it before, but bears repeat. It's the rope. As the night fell heavy in the heights of the mountains, a climber got lost and could not see anything. All was black and there was zero visibility. The moon and the stars were covered by the clouds. He continued climbing disoriented, but only a few feet away from the top of the mountain. Suddenly he slipped and fell into the air, falling at a great speed. He could only see black spots as he went down and the terrible sensation of being sucked by gravity. He kept falling, and in the moments of great fear, it came to him all the good and the bad episodes of his life. He was thinking now about how close death was getting when all of a sudden, he felt the rope tied to his waist pull him very hard. His body was hanging in the air. Only the rope was holding him. In that moment of stillness, he had no other choice but to scream, "Help me, God!" All of a sudden, a deep voice came from the sky, answering.
what do you want me to do?
Save me, God.
And God replied, do you really think I can save you?
Of course I believe you can.
Then cut the rope tied to your waist.
There was a moment of silence, and the man decided to hold onto the rope with all his strength. The next morning, the rescue team reported that a climber was found dead and frozen, his body hanging from a rope, his hands holding tightly to it, only 1 foot away from the ground. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? This man lacked what? In God. He lacked faith in God. He just could not blindly trust God. And let's not be like this mountain climber. Let's have faith in God. Let's blindly trust the unseen God. Because if you do, He will reward those who diligently seek Him, as it says in Hebrews 11, verse 6. You know, you can have a knowledge of the existence of God, but as you develop your faith in God, you develop a personal knowing of God. There's a lot of people out there that say they believe in the existence of God. And you might be saying that today. And it's good to believe in the existence of God. But if you want to develop in your relationship with God, if you want to develop in your faith in God, that head knowledge of God has got to become a personal knowing of God. There's a difference between head knowledge, knowing that God exists, and a personal knowing in your life that the Almighty God exists. And it's that personal knowing, as you grow in your faith with God, that causes you to really mature spiritually. Is that making sense here today? Say it with me, a personal knowing of God is what I need in my life. In Jesus' name. So I want to talk about how to develop your faith in God. How do you grow in your faith in God, which causes you to grow in your relationship with God? Anybody here have any ideas? How to develop your faith, which develops your walk with God? First, realize that your every breath is given to you by God. Think about that. It's profound. Your every single breath that you breathe right now and in the future is given to you by the Almighty God. Except for God's grace, none of us would be here today. Every beat of your heart is given to you by the Almighty God. It's a simple thought, but it's profound at the same time. Wouldn't you agree? Every good thing given to you on a moment-by-moment basis is given to you by God. Second, realize, it's kind of what I said, that God is good. Talking about how to develop your faith, which helps develop your walk, your relationship with God. Second, realize that God is good. There is one who is bad, who is evil, and that is who? That's the devil, right? But God is the author of good. Scripture to prove it. Matthew 7, verse 11. Jesus says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Jesus is talking to human beings. He's saying, if you human beings have a sin nature, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will your Father in heaven, the sinless one, give good gifts to those who ask Him? God is the giver of good things. Don't let anybody, anything, media, any theology tell you differently. God is the author of good. He is the author of miracles. He is the author of healing. He is the author of financial provision. He is the author of emotional healing. He is the author of reconciled relationship. And when you start realizing that the God that created heaven and earth is so good, you want to have more and more relationship with this God who is good. Is that making sense? How many here wouldn't want to have relationship with a being who is so good? Amen? You know, if you've got a relationship with somebody who reaches out to you, who encourages you, who speaks good words into your life, who is good to you, you want to develop your relationship with that person because you mutually build each other up. How much more so should we do so with God? He is so much greater. Amen? All right. Number three, developing your faith in God. Remember the good God did for you in the past. And since He never changes, He can do it for you again. It's an important point. Let me repeat it. Remember the good, the miracle for God that God did for you in the past. And since He never changes, He can do it again for you now and in the future. You got to remember the good God did for you in the past. Keep a remembrance, a record, a memory of the good thing, of the miracle, of the breakthrough God brought about in your life at some point in the past, be it a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. And the God who did it for you way back then is the same God who can do it for you right now if you're facing a need in your life. Case in point, blind Bartimaeus, Mark chapter 10, verses 46. Mark chapter 10, verses 46-52. Blind Bartimaeus realized the good Jesus did for others and that he could do it for him. Verse 46. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside bank. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me!" Verse 49. Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Now verse 47 is the verse I want to focus on, Mark 10. It says that blind Bartimaeus, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." I think verse 47 is significant. It says this: when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. What does that communicate to us? What does that indicate, insinuate, when he heard that it was Jesus? To me, it communicates that he had knowledge of the good that Jesus did for others around him. Blind Bartimaeus knew the miracles that Jesus had performed for others around him in Israel. And blind Bartimaeus might have been thinking, you know what? The Jesus who did it for them because they had faith in him is the same Jesus that can do it for me because I have got faith in him. See, blind Bartimaeus remembered the good that Jesus did for others. And because he remembered the good that Jesus did for others, it strengthened his faith in God. The Jesus, the God who did it for the cripples and the blind and other people around me, is the same Jesus, the same God who can do it for me. And as he thought about this and meditated on this, it increased his faith in God until he received his miracle from Jesus. Is that good? So blind Bartimaeus, remember the good that Jesus did for others. And in remembering and meditating and thinking about the good Jesus did for others, it increased his faith in God. It increased his walk with God. And it caused him to receive the miracle he so needed from the Almighty God. Is that making sense? And it's got to be the same with us, friends. We have got to remember the good that God did for us way back when. Maybe it was a year ago that you were facing a need, let's say of $100 to buy a week's worth of groceries. And God supernaturally provided the $100. And maybe today you're facing a $500 need. remember the good God did for you a year ago in providing $100. The same God who did it a year ago is the God who never changes. And because He never changes, He can provide you with the $500 you need today. But you've got to think back to the good that God did for you. Think about it, meditate on it, upon it, think about it, and that will increase and strengthen your faith in God to the point where you receive your miracle like blind Bartimaeus did. Does that make sense? Say it with me. I've got to remember the good God did for me. Way back when. I don't know what it is that you're facing a need of today, friend. Maybe it's an emotional need. Maybe you're in depression. You're in grief. You need joy in place of sorrow. Remember back when God turned your depression into joy. The God who did it for you 2 years ago, 5 years ago, can do it for you today. Maybe it was a broken relationship 6 months ago that God reconciled. And maybe today you're facing another broken relationship. Remember, think back, meditate to how God reconciled that relationship 6 months ago. The God who did it then is the God who never changes, so He can do it for you again. See, as you think back and you meditate on the good God did for you, it strengthens your faith. It strengthens, increases your walk with God to the point where you receive the good thing that God has for you. Remember the good of the past. Another way, finally, to grow in your faith with God is by hearing the Word of God. Let's close it off. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10. Verse 17, Paul writes, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. How do you develop your faith in God? How? By hearing the word through reading the words of Christ. You develop your faith in God by hearing the word through reading the word of Christ. You want your faith in God and Christ to develop? Start reading what Jesus said and did in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Say it again. You want your faith in God to develop? You want your walk with God to develop? Start reading what Jesus said and did, the Word of Christ, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The good things that Jesus said, the Sermon on the Mount, the healings, the miracles, the deliverances from demon possession. And as you read the word, Hebrews chapter 13, you realize that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus who did good in the Gospels is the same Jesus who can do good for you today. Friends, this is a way to grow in your faith in God, to develop your faith in God, is by getting into the Word of Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, the Word of Christ. Is that making sense? So I encourage you, friends, start remembering this, that every little good thing in life, on a moment-by-moment basis, is given to you by God. Your every breath, your every heart. Remember that God is good. Who wouldn't want a relationship with a good God? Remember the good that God did for you in the past. And if He did it for you in the past, He can do it for you even in a greater way now. But you've got to think back and meditate on the good God did for you. And finally, you've got to get into the Word of God. Not once a year or once every 6 months. You've got to get into the Word of God, the Word of Christ, on a consistent basis. Day after day, week after day after day, week after week, month after month. It's not good to read God's Word just once a week. Read a few scriptures every single day. Not just at Easter, not just at Thanksgiving, not just at Christmas. Amen?